Okay, now it's question and answer section. Any question you have?
You were talking about the dividing the process so the self would be resolved, so to speak. Can you elaborate more on that?
As we know, according to Abhidhamma, consciousness, yeah, it's called one moment of consciousness arising and passing away, arising and passing away, arising and passing away. But we are unable to see the compactness of continuity. We are blocked by the compactness of continuity. And we see it, we see the continuity as a unity. Therefore, the perception of self is established.
Okay, so when we resolve the self, what is left?
The reality that each consciousness arises and passes away taking a particular object. This reality. Okay. Any other question? Yes. Yes. There are three objects will appear in a dying moment. Yes, you want me to explain further about this one? Okay. During our dying moment, usually there are three objects will appear in our mind door or five door. Number one is called karma. Karma means any actions, whether good or bad, we have performed before dying. Can be in this very life or can be previous life or many, many previous life. So during dying moment, this karma has met with all conditions to become ripened. So it will appear as though, let's say, now you are listening to Dhamma talk. This is skillful karma, good karma. And if this karma ripened during dying moment, and you will see yourself as if you are listening to the talk again. Just like you are watching movie, you see yourself sitting there listening to the Dhamma talk. This is called karma. But for some people, karma may not appear. Instead, he or she sees the sign of karma. What is the sign of karma? The sign of karma means an instrument you use while performing the karma. Let's say, a butcher used to use a knife to kill animals. So during his dying moment, he sees an instrument he used to perform his habitual karma, which is knife. So in his dying moment, he only see knife. He didn't see himself killing or slaughtering the animal. Instead, he sees knife only. This is called sign of karma. And seeing knife, is it good sign or bad sign? Of course, bad sign. So this sign will bring him the consciousness will cling to this sign. And as you know, consciousness cannot stop flowing. So the consciousness will continue to flow until next moment, we call rebirth consciousness. And rebirth consciousness will take this knife as its object. And this person will reborn either in animal world or in a hell or as hungry ghost. And his rebirth consciousness take this knife as object. This is called sign of karma. Number three is sign of destination. For a person who used to perform wholesome karma every day, so in his dying moment, his good karma ripened, and he or she will be reborn in heavenly realm. So he will see heavenly mansion or heavenly deva, devi, heavenly being, or he will hear heavenly musical music or frequency and so on. This is called sign of destination, indicates he will be reborn in heavenly realm. So during our dying moment, one of these three signs will appear in our either eye door or five door or mind door. Okay, is it clear? Okay. Okay. Really real or not? Good. You can experience yourself when you have good concentration, but you may not be able to see each moment one by one. In Pa'ao Meditation Center, most people, they can feel there is a process going on in their heart base here, but they may not be able to see one by one. If they think they can see it because they already learned by heart each process, with this theoretical knowledge plus your concentration, you might see certain aspect of the mind moment, not all. Any other question?
Karma ripens with is there any time limit or this birth, next birth?
Karma ripen according to the ripening of conditions. The ripening of conditions. Some karma ripen in this life, as I said this morning, some life after. Some maybe 10 life after, or maybe 20 years life after. Not sure. Depend on the ripening of the conditions. But in order to delay the ripening of unwholesome karma, how can you do? We have performed wholesome karma and unwholesome karma. It is impossible to eradicate, to uproot all the unwholesome karma. Because, as I say, some of the karma, you have to bear the fruit along the round of rebirth. It cannot never become defunct. Even Buddha experienced back pain, stomach pain before he died. He has diarrhea. So even Buddha, the fully enlightened one, cannot escape from the result of the karma. How about us? But we can delay the ripening of unwholesome karma. How can we do it? Anyone want to answer? How can we do it? Yes, right. Do more good deeds. Just like, let's say a cup of water. It's very salty. Very, very salty. How can you make it less salty? Add more water. Dilute it. So we can dilute our unskillful karma with skillful karma. Therefore, Buddha say, cultivate good. So we can dilute our unskillful karma not to let the unskillful karma ripen so fast. This Buddha mentioned in the Sutta.
I don't know if this is wrong, right? doesn't matter. I kinda like take the Zen philosophy about looking into the room rather than being in the room. And that's how I deal kinda with, if I'm going through something negative, I try to take my consciousness
Ouch.
out and view it. And that lessens it for me.
Lessons in it, you
How it affects me.
okay, it takes the consciousness out so that you do not identify with that consciousness. It lessen the suffering at that very moment only. But the karma still will
Yes.
yes, they will bear fruit, right? Yes. This vipassana way, huh? You take yourself out of the condition, then you do not feel the suffering. This like sitting as they really are without self-involvement. Okay, any other question?
One more not related. In meditation, just wanna see your input. My left leg goes numb very badly. I mean,
Your
in
left
half an hour,
your left leg.
my left leg, I can't feel it anymore in half an hour. I usually push and push and push through it, through the pain. But I tried different positions and I'm not sure what to do to kinda lessen it, any insight.
Can you ignore it or not?
Hmm?
Can you ignore it? Neglect it?
I try.
Can or not?
Yes.
Then if can, then it wouldn't bother you. As long as you can ignore it, then it won't bother you. But if you direct look at it, you know, most people cannot endure. So the best way is to ignore it. Just like you have suffering, not to see the suffering, involve your mind at other things. So you can ignore it. One of my student, he always say the pain is very severe, you know. Then because of the pain, he cannot sit long. So one day I asked him to ignore it. So he ignored it. And he was so surprised that pain can be ignored. And once he ignores the pain, he sits for 4 hours continuously. So you can try to ignore the pain. No more question?
Can you explain in detail about heavenly realm? Like I understand the heaven and hell is different in Buddhism compared to other religions. But how you describe heavenly realm?
Heavenly realm is they are above there in the sky, right? And the beings there living very happily, enjoying all the sensual pleasures. And sometimes they can create whatever they want. They can create it. Not like human. You want to something, you've got to work hard to get it. But in the heavenly beings, they just create it because they have psychic powers.
No, but are they still human or?
They are the deity, like angel. Same like human form, but very bright.
Okay, same human form, but.
But very bright. Very radiant, bright. Their faculty are more transparent. And they have psychic powers. They can look, they have divine eyes, they can see us, we cannot see them. Right? Then they have divine ear, divine eyes, they can come down to the earth and so on. And the hell being is under the ground. They are suffering beings. They suffer continuously without gap, without any interruption. All these are the result of karma.
Where would you classify people with some psychic powers?
I beg your pardon?
Where would you classify people with some psychic powers? People, as who are on this realm.
Human realm? Who has psychic power? Most people, unless they practice jhana, very deep concentration, and using that concentration, they can develop psychic powers. If not, most people, or they can't have psychic power. Psychic power mostly come from concentration. Okay, this just now this one. Okay.
For the meditation you hold in the morning, and can you explain more since this echoes in the breakdown or recognize every step you hold?
I'm talking about, I will teach this in my retreat as well, about loving kindness meditation. Usually people teach loving kindness meditation using may I be well and happy, may I be well and happy. And I feel that this is not very effective because two ways. For American, most American told me that they have very strong self-hatred. So when they say, may I be well and happy, it just cannot work. Doesn't work for them. And another reason that I don't want to use may I be well and happy, instead I use may this body, and body is consist of four elements. I'm not going to talk now, but in my retreat I will explain. So may this element in the body be balanced and healthy, and self consists of both body and mind element. Body element and mind element. So may this mind element be peaceful, happy and peaceful, again and again. You don't use self. So by this way, by breaking the self into body element and mind element, you are not only developing loving kindness, you are also developing the right view of non-self. So one arrow, two birds. Okay. Okay. In fact, I'm going to explain next class. But since you asked, I will tell you. The first jhavana, why the first jhavana only produce current life effective karma? Why? What do you think? Okay, before you answer this question, let me ask you another question. There are three types of karma involved here. Number one is called currently effective karma, or called immediately effective karma. And the last one is called subsequently effective karma, or called next life effective karma. And in the middle is indefinitely effective karma. Okay, among these three, which karma do you think is the weakest? First one. How about others? Among the three, which karma is the weakest? Okay. In the middle. Middle.
Because you can delay by doing also.
Okay. Other reply, other answer? In fact, the weakest one is the first one. Why is it so?
You don't carry life to life.
Yes. Nothing. Yes. Let's say I give an example, a very simple example, then you can understand. Let's say you perform, let's say the poor man I have mentioned. The poor man, he performed the generosity and he received the current life effective karma by gaining the 32 outer ropes. Compared with future karma, next life karma, he will be born in the heavenly realm. In heavenly beings, he won millions of outer ropes. Just one top moment, he can create millions of outer ropes. So by this example, you understand. Current life effective karma is the weakest. And why is weakest? Because it's produced by first jhavana. First jhavana has no support from the previous one. Previous one is not jhavana. It's mind or abiding consciousness. Therefore, it is weakest, the weakest force of karma. Since the karma force is the weakest one, therefore the result it produce is also the weakest. And the second through the sixth jhavana is in the middle. It's in the middle. It has been in four. It has been enhanced by the first jhavana and the seventh jhavana. Therefore, its force is very powerful. It can produce result along the round of rebirth until you become, you enter into final cessation, until you become Arahant and pass away. Only then the force stops. So long you are still alive, whether you are Buddha, Arahant or not, you still will undergo this type of effect, but not falling into four woeful states. If you are the noble person, you will not fall into four woeful states. But some of the residual karma you have to endure. For example, physical pain, backache, headache, and so on. And the seventh jhavana, it has not been supported by the following one. This is not jhavana. So the weak, the force start to go down. The force start to go down, therefore it only produce effect next life. It's called next life effective karma. Okay? Okay. Any other question?
How do we know our deeds belong to which karma?
Our deed.
Yeah, which karma did, like how can we work for our current or for our future? Like
Usually we do not know. We do not know our deed now, the result I receive now, is it from this life karma or past? No, we do not know. Unless you have recollecting of one's past life, the psychic power of recollecting of one's past life, then you will know. Okay, any other question?
You can soften bad karma from previous birth to this, like this, you think maybe I did something wrong in past life, but this life I want to do, I'm doing good karma. Will that help me in reducing the effect of past life?
Of course, of course.
Karma?
Just now I have to say, you can dilute the salty water, of course. You do good this life, then you weaken the effect on the unskillful action you have performed in the past. Weaken, weaken. Okay. No more question? You can ask meditation one if you want, huh? Why Christian believe after death go to heaven, then we have to go on and on and on, on again?
Yeah, it's like I'm trying to understand why there's such a difference between two types of teaching, religious teaching.
Of course different. That's why it become two types of religions. If it's the same, under one already. Because it's different. Therefore, Christianity and the Buddhism, if they are the same, then all under one, not one name. They cannot be have two. Yes, we are human, but I think the wisdom is different. The development of wisdom, each person is different, right?
So Christians don't come back?
I think for this question is better to ask Jesus, not to ask me. I am not competent to answer about Christianity. I'm not qualified to answer your question. You better ask those priests. I can ask, I can answer you about all regarding Buddhism only. It's for fair, you know. If I speak something wrong about Christianity, it's not fair to them.
No, I'm not saying bad or good. I just don't understand why is it difficult.
Because
Because
they
I'm not a Buddhist either.
Because they perceive differently, I think. They perceive differently. I think to see, you know, your perception, your and also your insight, your wisdom will limit how far you can see.
Yeah, I think just like every president have their own policies,
yes.
Their aim is to make the nation better or wealthier. They have their own policies. Same way these religious gurus.
And I also can see that because each person's wisdom, as I say, limit how far you can see. For example, those who have psychic power, who have divine eyes, they can see, oh, they are heavenly beings in the heaven. But we ordinary person, we don't have divine eyes, we cannot see. We just have to believe, either believe or not believe, right? But you must remember, what you cannot see through your eyes doesn't mean that they do not exist, right? What the dog can hear, we cannot hear. So it doesn't mean that what we cannot hear is not existing, because there's limitation to our eye sensitivity, our ear sensitivity, and also there's limitation to our wisdom. Our wisdom is not developed through concentration yet. Therefore, our wisdom is very limited. And each, the founder of each religion depends on his wisdom, how far his wisdom can reach. He only can preach that far he understands. If it's beyond his understanding, he cannot preach there. Right? Yes? Up to May, yes. Oh, but our class may not continue. I may have my own program. I'm not sure yet. Okay.
Can you tell us a little bit about the retreat that is coming up from the 28th?
Have you joined the retreat? You joined the retreat. Now we have already more than 50 participants. So we are going to close already. I will teach first 2 days. I think I have written it in our flyer already. 3 days, 2 days about loving kindness meditation. Then after that, Anapanasati. And I will use this Anapanasati to develop wisdom. Usually people only practice Anapanasati with concentration. But I will not stop at the concentration, because concentration is the main only, it's not a goal. So using that concentration accumulated through Anapanasati, I will teach the yogi how to discern various mental factors according to Abhidharma, and see the function of each mental factors, and see its impermanence, and see its non-self nature. And later on, I will teach the yogi how to contemplate your mind in your daily life. Because after retreat, you have to go back to your daily life.
Mm-hmm.
How are you going to live your daily life with wisdom? This is very important. Okay, this is all what I will teach.
We must stay here during retreat, or we can go back home at night or in the evening?
You have to stay. When you go back home, then your mind is distracted. 10 days, 9 days, very short. My retreat is 3 years. No more question? Okay.
You just talked about the meditation. You say 10 to 8 to 9.
Change posture. Change posture. You don't have to suffer unnecessarily. If you cannot bear the pain, change posture. Then your pain will be eased. We are training concentration. We are not training the leg. So don't cross leg or you know, to suffer the unnecessary pain. Not necessary. As long as you can keep erect posture, you can put both legs flat. No need to cross the leg. Okay. Or you can sit on the chair. If you have back pain or any problem, you can sit on the chair, no problem. I can see people sitting on a chair and developing jhana. Okay. No more question? No question, we have to stop. Okay. My moment. For example, the mind, first mind door. This Bhavanga, as I mentioned, Bhavanga didn't take this color, take past life object. So these three moments are not involved already. And the rest, Maido and Javana and registration, yes, take the same. For example, take the form, take the name of the object. Am I answering your question? Okay. Yes. No, 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 no. I door cognitive process has its own javana. Right, 17 moment, there are 7 javana. So in the I-door cognitive process, they have 7 javana. In the mind-door also have 7 javana. But in the I-door, because the object is not clear yet, only color, what shape, what name, doesn't clear to you. So the javana in the I-door that perform very slight karma, very weak karma. That karma is cannot produce next rebirth consciousness in a next life. But once you go through the mind door, it become object become clearer, clearer and clearer, and your action, your reaction towards that object become stronger. That stronger is called strong karma. And that strong karma can lead us to next rebirth. Yes, yes. Give the power, give more power to the second one.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Then what conditions the first divana? Is that habit?
It can be said. Yeah. It can be, let's say, habitual pattern.
Does awakening one's mind affect it? The chain? Change the chain?
Weakening one's mind?
Awakening.
Awakening mind.
Yeah.
affect what?
The jhana,
No,
the
the
retreat.
jhavana cannot, this is the law of consciousness. You
Mm.
only can awaken the force of karma, not the jhavana itself. Huh? This, the appearing of consciousness one after another is a fixed law. But the awakened mind will not react with agreeable object with craving. The awakened mind will not react and disagreeable object with aversion. This is different, but this is the law. No one can change it. You can change it is bhavanga. You can cut short the duration of bhavanga only. Tony, no question? Okay, if no question, we should stop here. Okay? Okay, thank you. Thank you.
在禅宗上面，我们活在当下，跟交换的好像 life、next life 和 prior life 会不会有抵触？
不会不会。
怎么样把它们解释这样？
禅修这些是活在当下，你就不用管 past life、future life
对，既然不要去管为什么要现在说要注意 this life、prior life 和 next life。
但是你不是一直活在禅修里面吗？对不对？你一生中都不是活在禅修里面，有时候你禅修出来你在这个行动方面、人事方面呢，要不要造业？如果造业的话，不是会去不好的地方吗？那禅修呢，其实也是禅修，也是保护你的心不要造业。
对，
对
八讲八正道，什么这些，
啊？
佛学说的八正道。
对对对对对，就是禅修呢，就是禅修就是让你的心守住你的心，不要去往恶的那方面去。这样的话呢，你未来才有保障嘛。他是活在当下，但是他活在当下是为了保护未来。啊，
所以我们只是要了解有这样的结果而
对，
已。
我们了解哈，就是这个，如果我们。
师傅，我们还是在图书馆那边等
嗯
你一下，好不好？
好，是我们就是了解这个过程呢，我们就可以保护我们的心，时时刻刻哈，活在当下，就不会造
所
业
以
了。
两个不会冲突
那你会冲突，它是互相支持，
啊，
互相陪衬。没有这个了解的话，我们知道活在当下做什么？活在当下是为了保护心，不要去造业，不要造业就不会有，
对，我
就
了
不会
解。
再继续轮回了。
对，
啊，
了解，谢谢。
你刚才应该问了。
不晓得
方便，因为是在这边待的蛮久的，是不是约了另外时间？请问是不是一个私下的问题？
如果不很久的话，没有关系。
哦，没有关系。好，我下次来，因为你刚刚讲完是蛮累的。谢谢师
傅。Hello。
你好，我第一次来听佛教。
是哦，哦，你第一次来听这个很深的嘞。
对对，我听不懂。我不懂什么是 Javana， 是
Javana。
Javana 是到底是我们是这你是说从 Javana 二到六的话，
嗯，
第一是在这一世的，第七是在下一世。
不是，它的 result 是在这一世，但是当下，比如说我现在跟你讲话，我是有 Javana。
从一到七，
啊，我是有，我现在讲话也是有，只是说他要，产生他的果报的时候，好，第一个讲完了产生这一世的果报，第七个产生未来世的果报。
所以一个人是不是就是要心存善念？
对对对对，
尽可能要去心存善念，
对呀，
恶念尽可能。
所以讲完了就是一个思想。
对对对，一个 reaction。
reaction 啊。
一个你对。对人对事的一个 reaction， 那个 reaction 是好的呢，你就会好报了；不好的呢，就会还恶报就会还给你了，很公平嘛。这世界是很公平的。
所以就是时时刻刻。
对呀、啊。所以我们就是为什么禅修，为什么我们要佛陀讲嘛，诸善众善，众恶莫作。
嗯哼。
啊，众善奉行、
嗯，
就是为了保护自己。也不要伤害到别人。
嗯哼。但是我觉得人的思想啊、哦，就是像 monkey mind， jumping here。
所以变成你要训练了，所以为什么要禅修？禅修就是要训练那个心，直到他听话。这个就
是
禅修。
你是说禅修是 meditation？
Right。
那 meditation 的话，我今天早上没有来。
嗯。
明天你会这边，帮助别人 meditate 吗？
拜六，拜六，星期六。
星期六，
嗯，
下个礼拜，
对对对，
哦 okay、
三星期六，不可以迟到，因为迟到你就 miss 掉那个，
对对对，前面的这个
那个
i n s t r u c t i o n 今天我就迟到了，不好意思。
不会不会。
那个还有就是，我觉得，当我们来道场，它当然是一个清净道场，大家彼此客客气气的。可是我觉得在职场，又是另外一个世界。
是的。
有时候，
职场是要靠那个住的里面的生长散发出来的。
对，但是我觉得好像就是我学的有时候。